With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Idaho is the third largest dairy-producing state in the nation, behind only California and Wisconsin. And immigrant workers make up most of the people who work those farms. So, the United Dairymen of Idaho has decided to pitch in $60,000 to make sure their employees have legal services. Community Council of Idaho CEO Irma Marine says the money will go to their Familias Unidas, or United Families Program, but that's only one branch of the organization.
Our largest program is our Migrant Seasonal Head Start, and we provide services to a little over 800 children. We have our Employment and Training Department, where we have our workforce development. We also have a food bank, a youth build program through the Department of Labor, and we also have a high school equivalency program.
And Marine says it's important to make sure the people who work the farms are taken care of.
The dairy farm workers are extremely important to our dairy farmers. As a matter of fact, there's been a shortage of individuals able to work for the dairy farmers. And so it's very important in the state of Idaho, being that it's one of the largest industries within the state.
They also offer health clinics, a food bank, and housing services. There is a legal residency requirement for some of the programs, but for the health services and Head Start, there isn't. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.